Hello, folks. Another time passed away, fortnight. Nothing really exciting happened, except in one occasion. Kathy was watching through the window the other day and she saw Tiggy snatch a young bird from the lawn. She dashed out straight away, got the bird out of Tiggy's mouth, and then she went to the front garden, put the bird on the hedge, hoping his mother would call. He'd call for his mother. He didn't, he flew away. Or she flew away. So that were a good deed done. Other than that, there's not a lot happened. The weather has not been too bad. Been nice and mild. Had a bit of rain. But at this time of the year, you can expect it. And today, a bit coolish, but not bad. Quite put-upable. And I was thinking the other day, I'd an experience that years ago I'd never mentioned in my, as it were, story, so I thought I'd recount it today. I was about 6 years old. I'd just started school more or less and had been going a bit, and it was up to my sisters, three elder sisters, to make sure that I got to school on time. So there was Annie, Mary and Kath. And they took me to school in each day and made sure I got my lunch, which was a slice of bread and a banana and a cup of cocoa, and brought me home at night. One day, they used to get the bananas from Sharman's shop, which is near the school, just opposite, and we used to have the slice of bread and margarine and a banana between us. Well, this day, Kathy got the banana, but she says she couldn't find Mary. Now, Mary was a lovely girl. She was about 10 or 11 years old, and she'd lovely black hair, dark eyebrows, typical Irish looking. You could tell she was of Irish stock. She was missing. So we thought naturally she'd gone home ill and she'd not felt too well, and she decided to go home instead of coming for a lunch. So we just carried on, and in the afternoon as soon as school finished, the girls picked me up and we set off home. And when we got home, there was no Mary. So my mother's got a bit worried, and my father was, he just returned from the pit, he was having his dinner, and they said, well, we'll have to get the police because she should be home by now at 5 o'clock. And the police took care and they said they'd look for, see what they could do for her. Anyway, all that night we were worried, but no Mary turned up, and it was getting a bit of a bother. We was really worried, and we went to bed and there were no Mary, and woke up in the morning, nothing happened. Then my father said to mother, he said, I'm not going to work today, we'll go and search the streets. So they set off and to search all the streets, see if they could find any trace of her. The police were doing likewise, I suppose. And then about dinner time, the policeman brought Mary back. He said he'd found her among some gypsies. They took her from her school and took her to this place where they kept the caravan site and forced her to go to sleep in the caravan all night, and then told her that she'd have to go around in the morning with this woman and learn how to sell pegs and things like that. So anyway, the police got her, and they brought her home. And according to the story, I was very young at the time, don't realise really what happened. But according to the story, they kept her all night, and they told her that in the morning she had to go around with this gypsy woman and learn how to sell pegs. And he went from door to door, and then suddenly a policeman appeared and he grabbed Mary, he got Mary, and said, where'd you get her from? And they told a load of lies, but he knew that he'd got the right girl because of her description. And he brought her home, and that's ended a nice story. Or it was nice to end it, of course. Now there's a joke. An American had decided to come over to England to stay with a friend at Chesterfield, it were, and stay with a friend for a week or two and holiday. So the friend decided to take him a walk out this Sunday morning, and And they passed Rockwell Hill. There was an estate there. And there were also some allotments. And the Americans saw these things growing in the allotments. And he said to the English, his mate, the Englishman, "What are those growing there?" "Ah," he says, "they're cabbage." "Cabbage," he says, the American. "Cabbage," he says, "we grow them 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 times bigger than that." The Englishman says, "Oh, there must be some cabbage then." He says, "They certainly are." So they carried on the way and got a bit further, and he came to the gasworks. And there was a big gasometer there. So the American says to the Englishman, he says, "What's that?" He says, "That," he says, "we're making quite a number of them, sending them to America." He says, "They're pans to keep your cabbage in. Just grow it, boil your cabbage in." Some cabbage. There's some cabbage. Anyway, that's about all. I hope you're all well and you're keeping well. I'm not doing so bad, and I'll be with you again shortly. Cheerio, Jono.